Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan KFNS. Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn with you. The cat had to bolt like the wind for his Fox Sports Midwest duties. I know they always enjoy when there's a twin bill. And you know what it is, Doug? Twin bill.
I know.
Busman special.
Right. And a day-night doubleheader.
That's right.
They don't play them two in a row anymore.
That's right.
Wouldn't want to miss out on one game's attendance.
And it could also screw up my DraftKings.
Oh, it could, right, if they played back-to-back.
Right, so one game will count for the early slate, and then the other game will count for the late slate.
Okay. Okay, well, that's all very important.
Thank you for acknowledging it. Kelly Chase is going to join us here in a matter of seconds to talk about the Blues and the Predators. We spent the entire 7 o'clock hour discussing Blues and Predators, discussed the ESPN layoffs with Jeff Perlman. Got a lot of positive feedback on that interview, and appreciate people tuning in for what was a serious discussion, I suppose. One of the people who texted in, you don't have the text inbox up, was Alpina. You know Alpina, don't you?
Oh, sure.
And he loves America.
Well, of course.
And he always would say, do you want to talk about golf? And I am excited about the Zurich Open this weekend.
I'm not going to be watching it.
Yeah, but it's teams.
Yeah. And we call him Alpina because that's where he was sentenced to for his first job.
Alpina, Michigan. He said, without sounding like a Tim and Doug Lemming, both Tim and Doug's honesty about the industry helped save my career. Although it hurt to leave the industry and I miss it, the honesty helped save me financially and my financial security by forcing me to build a different career. It's from Alpina. So there's a guy who was in it, who got out of it.
Yeah.
And a great guy, by the way. And he was talented. Also
was.
Important
was,
to say. Yeah. It wasn't like he was just some F, you know, screwing around.
Yeah.
And like, oh, this guy sucks. We need to help him. He was talented. It was like, hey, man, this is the reality of it. All right, let's get into Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Hey, Blues fans, it's time to drop your gloves and face off on the St. Louis Blues Report with Kelly Chase. Fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues. Now, here's Chaser.
And joining us right now here on 590 The Fan KFNS on the Appliance Discounter phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Chase, brought to you by Petromart. Good morning, Chaser.
Good morning, boys.
That was a tough one, man. But the thing that stood out to me more than, well, second most, I guess, to the loss, is how the game flow was just absolutely, it seemed anyway to me, dominated by Nashville, and then like a switch flipped with about 3 minutes into the third period, and the Blues looked like a completely different team, and then tied that thing up, and it looked like actually after they tied it up that they had a number of opportunities to actually take the lead. What changed specifically in the early part of the third period to get the Blues going?
Well, I think Nashville playing on their heels a little bit, maybe because they sat back after you're on a two-goal lead, you feel pretty comfortable with it. And I think we've seen a lot of that in the Minnesota series where, you know, Minnesota took it to St. Louis at times because, you know, they had to have a push. They had to find a way to, you know, get themselves back in a game or they were going to be in big trouble. So I think that was a partially part of it. But the encouraging thing for me is, now, albeit you still have to win, is that I don't know that I remember in the series where the Blues were as good for as long of stretches 5-on-5 as they were last night. And I think that's encouraging. If they can stay out of the penalty box, and we talked about it prior to the game, we talked about it at the start of the game when they took the first penalty, you know, it really will make an impact on this hockey team because 5-on-5, I think the Blues are a better team.
That was a grisly injury that Fiala suffered there. Have you ever seen an incident like that where they had to stop the game waiting for ambulances? And do you think that was any factor at all to kind of stop the flow of the game there?
It was a tough thing for this kid, you know, to break your femur. I mean, that's the strongest bone in your body. For a guy to, you know, have to suffer that injury, that's just, it's awful. But again, you know, it leads into the fact that, you know, you're finishing your check and and a kid goes awkwardly into the boards. And you know, and I have been in those situations in games where stoppage of play, you know, will change it. But, I mean, let's face it, you know, you're trying to make sure a young man doesn't lose his career. And it was way more important to make sure that happened, I think, and take care of that than any fool of the game.
Chaser, what did you think last night of the officiating? Because I was saying that I thought that it seemed like the penalties that understandably fans in the Scott Trade Center, because they're frustrated with the way the game is going or booing, I thought those were legitimate penalties. And then some people who were listening to you and Kerber on the radio broadcast on KMOX said that you guys thought that there were a few misses that could have been called on Nashville. So how do you think the game was officiated? Because clearly the power play was a defining element of last night's game one.
Yeah, I think they were penalties. I think they got it right. I think they did a really good job last night. I also think they did a good job of allowing them to play. Once you set that standard, at least as a player, you know where the hell you are. You're not guessing at what they might call. Now, they did miss a couple of high sticks, one on Edmondson. He got clipped in the mouth, and one on Steen. But again, you know, look, if I'm going to have my preference, I'd prefer to have it so that you know, you're not calling things that are the little ticky-tack stuff. The one penalty that frustrates me is the one on Brodziak. You know, so with the stick, it's not an automatic penalty. People, I think, assume it is once the stick breaks.
And that's what they were saying on the television broadcast.
It is not an automatic penalty. And they were saying that it is an automatic penalty.
Yeah. Doug, were you watching the television broadcast?
No, I was not.
That would be about right, yeah. No, well, it's not. And I think it's more the motion of how far up your stick comes when you, you know, bring it down upon a guy. And I think that was just an unfortunate, you know, situation where there was Kyle's a competitive guy and he's having such a good game and he's working his butt off to get that penalty killed. But the penalty that hurts him is the first one, I think, because you just completely come out and dominate 5-on-5, and then to allow that to happen, you know, with a penalty in the crease there with Perry, you know, to me, you just gotta find a way to just stay out of there a little bit. And I know David, I know he's trying to, you know, antagonize just a little bit, but also be an effective player, and there's a fine line, and he just stepped over it and was just enough to make to get them on the power play and get them their footing underneath them. I think they had 16 or 18 power play shots on goal last night. That's a huge amount of shots on goal on a power play. So it's the difference in a hockey game, and so discipline got them. They didn't get the save when they needed it. It was unfortunate bounce there. Because Jake thinks he can get to that puck, and that's just another bad break. But you're in your breaks, and that's not taking anything away from Nashville, because they played well, and hey, they came into a rink where guys were playing extremely aggressive, and they found a way to win the game, and they feel pretty good about themselves again. So, you know, back at it, but I think the encouraging thing, if I can take anything away from the game, is how well the team played 5-on-5. I don't remember in the Minnesota series us having the stretches of play where we controlled the 5-on-5 like we did last night.
What did you think of that hit on Tarasenko that caused him to go down for a while? I kind of half expected Reeves to come out and hunt down somebody, but maybe you can't do that in the playoffs and risk the penalty.
Yeah, no, it looked like he just caught him awkwardly a little bit, and you know, he kind of threw his arm out. I think obviously when you react like that as a player, I think there's probably some underlying issues as to why you reacted that way. Obviously he's got some nicks and bruises, and it's hard to, I will often say to you guys that, you know, every time you're out on the ice in the playoffs, it takes something out of you. You know, you leave a PC out there, and I think you're seeing that probably with some of these guys where they're nicked up pretty good and things like that will have you affect you certainly more than it would in a regular season where you probably just move on. So, you know, again, discipline is a factor, and you know, Ryan and Brodziak, as well as Upshaw have been very effective on the forecheck and finding ways to make it uncomfortable for the other team out there. And I think they probably handled it exactly the way they were supposed to handle it. And they just got to figure out how to win a hockey game now, you know, based on the fact that it's a different type of style of play than they just came out of the series they came out of.
We tend to make a lot about the home ice advantage, and the crowd seemed a little subdued in the early going, then got very loud there in the third period, and I thought, well, this will make the difference now, and then, of course, Nashville scores. How much do you think it really matters,
I don't think it matters a whole bunch anymore because, you know, the home ice advantage was always about the rink. It was always about playing in a little rink in Chicago, and you knew they were just going to storm out after you and, you know, run around. Like the first 10 minutes of a hockey game in Chicago Stadium, it was like there wasn't even a puck out there. This guy's just crushing you. and it changed. The dimensions of the rinks are all the same. The, you know, the bounces are pretty much all the same. You know, the advantages, Joe Louis might have been the last advantage and had to do a lot with just the way the puck would come off the boards and the way their defensemen were so familiar with that. But I think home ice advantage has changed a lot. Now, certainly, the energy in that rink, if you couldn't feel it, then you just don't have any emotion in you. But it was great. When they tied it up, I was like, holy smokes, I don't remember it being this loud in here.
It went from 0 to 100 immediately.
Oh, yeah, it was awesome. But again, you know, it. You have to hold the momentum. And I remember Joel Quenneville saying this. There's going to be changes in momentum. You know, in ebbs and flows in games all series long. How long you can hold on to those momentum swings is the difference in winning and losing. And last night, they didn't hold on to them, and it was just a tough break, tough bounce. And the next thing you know, the life went out of the building again. So, again, it's a small margin of error, but it makes a big difference, and that's one of those things last night that I don't think they came back, and you give them credit for the integrity and hard work and all of the things they did to get back in that hockey game. Unfortunately, holding on to the momentum is the biggest part.
Yeah, and it was there, man. God, so many good opportunities right after that game-tying goal and just couldn't get it past Rene. And then the disappointing goal to give Nashville the win with a few minutes remaining. Hey, I know you were on the broadcast, so you didn't get a chance to watch it, and I don't even know how much you would have watched anyway, but look at the Edmonton Oilers going out to Southern California and going up 1-0 on the Ducks last night. They fell behind early and got a power play goal to tie it and rode that momentum. What do you think about that?
Well, I watched as soon as the game was over. I was, you know, game on again. Like, I love watching the Oilers play right now. I thought it was awesome. The game itself, it was fast. And man, I mean, you got to be excited about the Oilers if you're an Oilers fan. I mean, you know, you watch this thing and you watch how these guys, you know, have taken, taken a city. Well, they've taken a city back, a city that, you know, was trying to believe in them for so long. And then all of a sudden they finally have found a way to get themselves back to credibility. And obviously 97 being the best player in the league doesn't hurt that credibility. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, watching the game last night, you could see some of the mistakes that they were making were young mistakes. Like, you know, they weren't sure how to react kind of mistakes, but the encouraging thing was a guy like Milan Lucic and Patrick Maroon, who have been in playoff series in long stretches where they've gone to the semifinals or won the Stanley Cup. Those were the guys that calmed the ship down. On those, Letestu's, both his goals were goals that were scored from the exact same place. And both times, you got big, strong bodies in front of the net making plays. Even on the empty netter when Lucic gets the puck, he makes a calm play. And it wasn't like, hey, let's just fire it down and ice it and try and shoot in the empty net. When he makes the play on the empty net, or him and Draisaitl are playing with the puck, he's got a calm about him. And I think the Edmonton Oilers are maturing so fast, they get any type of goaltending, and Anaheim's in big trouble. and that's how it looked last night. They took home ice advantage, and I'll tell you what, they're as fast as any team I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, I mean, most people are picking the Predators over the Blues. We read the 25 predictions from the writers on NHL.com. I think all but two actually picked the Predators, and I understand that with what they did against the Blackhawks.
Sure.
I get it. But the vast majority were on the Ducks as well, and I'm like, God, I mean, I get it because they, you know, they took care of the Flames so easily, but I don't know. I feel like the Oilers, because, you know, maybe where they are and not many games being on, people don't understand just how exciting a team that is to watch and what they can do, and that might have sent a message last night.
Well, it certainly is a wake-up call for Anaheim, for first and foremost. The other thing, that if I'm the Anaheim Ducks, I mean, you know, I just got to be fearful of that power play. We spoke at the start of the year. I said, listen, I believe Connor McDavid's going to be the MVP of the league and lead the league in scoring. He's the best player in the league. It's very rare that you can see a guy accelerate. In other words, be faster with the puck than he is not when he doesn't have it. I mean, he literally picks his game up. So those are exceptional players. They always win. They always find a way to be in the action where they win and be difference makers. And, you know, again, Connor McDavid, it was a bad goal last night that let, you know, the Oilers in the door. I mean, it's from behind the net and it goes off of, I think, Manson's skate or whatever. But they earned all of that with speed. Like, every single play they made in that third period coming at Anaheim was offensive waves. It had nothing to really do with a cycle or bouncing it along the wall. They would come through the neutral zone, and it was like, you know, they were just flying at them. And I think that's where Anaheim got caught off guard a little bit. I think they were on their heels a little bit, going, you know, not matching the speed real well. So exciting series if you're an Oilers fan, certainly.
5-3 the final, Edmonton over Anaheim, if the Blues were to advance. That would be the next opponent, the Oilers or the Ducks. Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Game 2 tomorrow night at Scott Trade Center. All it takes is one win to ensure that there's another Friday night game in this series. Blues and Predators tomorrow night. Chase, I always appreciate the time, sir. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, man. Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart.
That was your Blues Report with my partner, Kelly Chase, fueled by Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Petromart, clean, fast, and friendly.
There it is. Kelly Chase brought to you by Petromart. Doug, you were saying, hey, can you get to that sports radio draft?
Yeah, what about that? Because I've really been curious to know who got drafted, who's going where.
Right, Jason Barrett did this sports radio draft because the NFL draft is coming up.
Tonight?
Yep.
First round tonight?
Yep.
And who's going to be the number one overall pick? Do we care?
Corby Jones?
I don't think so. I could be wrong. I haven't followed it close enough. But I think that he got done playing 10 years ago, or so, a long time ago. Decade, maybe.
Doesn't mean that he can't do it.
Well, it'd be a reach at the number one overall pick.
Yikes. That is your Ryan Kelly Morning After draft preview. Now, Jason Barrett released his sports radio draft. So you like mock drafts, you like bracketology, you like power rankings.
I don't like any of that. I used to like mock drafts when we had a team here. I don't like them anymore.
But isn't it fun if like you could like do a mock draft for sports radio people?
Yeah, I'm anxious to know who's going where.
Okay. With the number one pick, it's Kenny Carman at 92.3 The Fan, Cleveland.
And where is he going? Is this just a ranking of who the best guys are?
No, it's who Ken Carman would pick with his draft pick. They have the number one pick.
Carman gets a draft pick. And who's he drafting for, though? His station?
Yeah, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Come on, jeez.
Okay. I don't get it.
They just had Cowherd on.
Yeah, we just played one of their audio clips, bro.
Okay.
So, who do you think Kenny Carman's going to pick?
Cowherd.
No, stupid.
Stupid. Howard Stern. We're going to change formats.
No, sir.
You want me to guess?
Yes, I thought you liked guessing games.
Okay, well, give me initials.
MF.
Michael Finley.
With the Mavericks.
Yeah, MF, Mike Francesa.
Yes, right, even though you seemed like you had a stroke when you were pronouncing his name.
I did fall asleep.
Dodgers.
He's the number one pick, that guy.
Trying to get to one of those two teams. Look up their schedule here quick.
Yeah, we're doing it wrong, apparently. That guy's the number one.
He's the number one pick.
Okay.
Now, this was the one, because everybody figured Francesa would go one.
To where? Where is he going?
92.3 The Fan in Cleveland.
He's got to leave his station now and go to Cleveland.
He's got
to
move from Manhattan to Cleveland.
I'll leave it at the four. Won't push it. I'll try and pick five. Let me see if I get an odd number and pick five. I will go.
This is the best guy in the country. That's all you have to do, and he makes millions.
I will go.
This is the guy that entertains the nation's largest city.
Angels under 79.5.
Angels under, Doug.
Well, that's fascinating stuff. Fascinating.
Now, Johnny Lund has the second pick.
Where's Lund from?
KNBR in San Francisco.
Okay. Colin Cowherd.
Yes.
Really?
So okay. You did do a little mock draft
work. I did nothing. No, I'm about out of people to guess, too.
Well, when you hear who David Kaplan would pick with his third pick at ESPN 1000 in Chicago, it'll make sense.
Initials, please.
T.W.
Old T.W. Tom White.
No. First name correct.
Tom Wilson.
No.
Tom Wheeler.
No.
Tom Williams.
No.
Tom Watson.
Oh, the smiling.
They're going to make it a golf program.
Smiling redhead.
Can I have the second letter of the Watson?
No. Smiling redhead.
Yes. Tom Waymire. Can I have the third letter, please?
D.
Tom Watkins.
Lanny Watkins.
Yeah, it's still a golf show. They're still thinking.
Is he picking a guy from his own station, Tom Waddle?
That's correct,
Tom
Waddle.
Waddle.
That's on his own station.
Yeah, I was going to get that.
But isn't that a vote of confidence?
Why you draft him? He's already there.
They want to keep him.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Now, league. Number four pick, kind of interesting here that Matt Jones with Kentucky Sports Radio in Lexington has the four.
How'd they get the four? They have a bad year, so they're drafting
that
nine.
Was a rebuilding year. This one I feel like is obvious.
In Kentucky. I'm going to need initials again.
BJ.
Oh, BJ. Bob Johnson. Oh, Bob Johnson. Bill Jones? Bill
Jones. It's a nice hole, Bill.
Yeah.
You have the last name correct.
Jones.
So you're obviously...
Bobo Jones.
No, sir.
Can I have the second letter?
Oh. Bomani.
Bomani Jones.
Iggy, you got it.
Yeah, there's another one I got, too.
He's right, an ESPN guy.
Right after Iggy.
Yes. Next up, Doug, Jason Fitz.
How many of these are we going to do?
Well, it's a mock draft.
Okay. Jason Fitz is where now?
Well, he's at 102.5 The Game in Nashville.
Well, sure. Of course I knew that. And who would he pick? The hell would I know who he would pick? Can I have initials, please? I enjoy guessing.
D.P. Keisha Gray.
Dan Patrick.
That's C?
See, I got that one. Yeah. And what do they get with these picks? It's just that
the
they,
draft hosts.
They would like to add them to their lineup.
Yeah, it's
their
a mock draft.
Okay.
He's taking on a lot of salary because you got to bring his six producers with him, too. So,
Jason says, now here are the results of the 2017 sports radio draft. The hosts who were involved in drafting are on the left. The personalities they selected are on the right.
This is perhaps the stupidest thing I've ever heard. This is it. Barrett's completely out of lists to make, and so now he's having a mock radio
I'm Jason
guy.
Barrett, the conductor of this audio thrill ride.
I just cut that one up this morning.
Oh, yeah, I like that. But at least that's it. At least there was only five draft picks.
No, 32.
We're not going to go through all
32. I won't go through, but I will give you a chance to answer who Andy Gresh in Providence at WPRO picked.
What were the initials there?
R.S.
R.S. So Randy Smith.
No, sir.
Randolph Simpson.
Nope.
Rudy Snooty. can I have the first name, please?
Rich.
Rich Smith. Rich Sonnenberg.
It's a common name.
Rich Smith.
Rich Shurtenlieb.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
What?
Rich Shurton Lieb.
You would think the guys that are picking, you don't know who they are, but you think they'd pick people you've heard of.
Well,
it's a sleeper.
This Shurton Lieb's a sleeper. He's from a place that you don't hear a lot of, but boy, he brings it. Where's he from, Tim?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
And you thought there was a chance in hell that I would guess Rich Shurton Lieb.
I will go.
Here's your number one. Could be a bust.
I will go.
Take your time.
He sends you these emails all the time. You think he would choose you to pick to make a draft pick, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have loved to have had a pick.
Who would you
get
picked?
Did you get drafted to?
I see Fesco picked Ben Mahler.
Well, yeah. Could see that coming a mile away. Fesky and Malzy, they're kind of tight.
No, I will go.
Here's your number one again.
This buffoon was the number one draft pick.
Yes,
I will go.
First overall.
So, on Jason's podcast, which you can read and listen to at sportsradiopd.com, he discussed Mike Francesa's pending free agency period.
Okay.
The industry has been buzzing since Friday when Mike and the Mad Dog reunited at the Tribeca Film Festival to present the premiere of their 30 for 30 documentary, which is scheduled to debut on July 13th on ESPN. One thing I respect about Mike is that he's a masterful negotiator. Nobody uses the press and airwaves better to keep a story alive about his future better than Mike Francesa. If he announced that a reunion with Russo wouldn't make sense, it would hurt his bargaining power. Given that he's entering free agency when his contract expires in January, that would make absolute zero sense. Mike Francesa is a radio guy. He's been a dominant player on the New York airwaves for nearly 30 years, and although he's 63 and on the downside of his career, he still brings huge ratings and revenue power to any radio station which would feature him. The other possibility that you can't discount for Mike is the option of exploring a move into news talk. Although it's a long shot, don't think for a second that if the money and platform weren't right, that Francesa wouldn't entertain it. When you've been a difference maker in the industry, interest is going to come from all directions. Many assumed the market for Mike would be limited without WFAN involved, but don't expect that to be the case. When you're talented on the radio and a high-level revenue generator, and you combine those skills with the ability to leverage the press to increase the demand for your services, you often land firmly on your feet with a heavier wallet. Where do you guys expect Mike Francesa to land? I look forward to your responses.
I can't take it anymore. I really can't. I don't care where he goes. He seems to be mumbling. I never listen to Mike Francesa. How many people?
I will go.
There he goes, leveraging the media again.
But where do you think he's going to wind up?
I don't know or care. Really don't care. Don't care at all.
I think he's going to go to 93th fan.
I don't care. He's not leaving New York, is he? I don't care if he did. If he came,
I'm Jason Barrett, the conductor of this audio thrill ride.
How large is his audience that he's reaching with this? Is he talking to about 30 people maybe in the business?
Call Morning After with Tim McCurkin.
There's one of them. God.
Frank Cusimano.
And this is coming off a segment where we wondered why the media jobs aren't what they used to be.
This is a guy who said, make sure and listen to my mesmerizing interview with Sean Salisbury. Got to be kidding me.
I'm going to go ahead and block you. No, I will not take my shirt off and act like a cow guy. No, I am not talking about Bill's hole.
See?
Well, this whole thing makes me want to clean my carpet.
Oh, you mean at Zero Res?
Yes. It's time to talk about my spring cleaning heroes at Zero Res Carpet Care. Wait, what?
Wait.
You weren't planning on getting your carpets cleaned this spring? Well, getting your carpeting clean is not just about how your home looks. It's about your family's health. You know that bacteria and allergens build up in your carpeting, crushing your hopes and dreams of clean, healthy indoor air. Only my guys at Zero Res Carpet Care clean with patented empowered water. No soaps, no shampoos. So you get a healthy and clean home without soapy, crunchy, dirt-attracting residue. Who wants that? And when Zero Res is done, your home smells fresh and clean, not like a janitor's chemical closet. So you will appreciate the difference, that's for sure. Call them today. Ask for the $590 special. There's a special $590 special there. Three rooms, Zero Resified, starting at $119. Yep, Zero Res clean, starting at $119. Three rooms, price won't last, so hurry up and do it. Call them at 314-474-2020. Their website is ZeroResSTL.com.
You know, I...
What?
I love the fan pin.
I'm not on there.
And I just posted the link to the sports radio mock draft.
No.
And Matt, who bowls at Hanks, who up until about 20 seconds ago, I loved as well. But he posted under the link, does anyone think that occasionally this fella takes sports radio a little too seriously?
That's kind of the point.
Everyone will tell you, we have to get better at teasing.
No one says that.
Salutations because... across the nation.
Okay.
I'm Jason Barrett, the conductor of this audio thrill ride.
This show is becoming our show.
Yes, Big Al.
Oh, hello, Al.
Hey, guys. First off, Timmy, you're dead right, because in 1999, I was sitting at the kitchen table at my house looking at my little son and my wife getting thrown out of Boeing and saying, what the heck am I going to do? So anybody that makes fun of somebody that loses their job needs their head smashed in, because if you haven't been there and figure out or try to figure out what you're going to do to take care of those in your family, you've never been there and you never experienced it. So anybody criticizing or making fun of people like that, you best watch out, people, because you're one paycheck away from that same ride. So on to better things. I got some breaking news here. I tried to get someone in on with me, but we couldn't, and I know we're up against it, so I'm just going to start it out like this. It's a poem called Nashville Nights. They call us Big Al and Biff. Together we're heading to Nashville to make a diff. Mm. We're going to take to the sky. I hope his pilot buddy will let me fly. We are rooming together like birds of a feather. So preds beware. Biff and Big Al will be there. The fan pin is going to blow when they hear this show. So Sunday in Tennessee, Biff and Big Al are flying for a look-see. So let's go Blues. This, my friend, is really big news.
That is big news.
Me and Biff on a private plane, baby.
You're flying on a private plane with Biff to Nashville Sunday?
Biff, his girlfriend from Hooters can't go. And I said, Biff, wait. You get another hot chick, buddy. No. He goes, no. You and I are going together. And I said, I'm in. So if you hear breaking news that somebody's buzzing the Grand Ole Opry, I'd probably at the controls for a bit.
Nice. You know how to fly, do you, Al?
No, but I'll give it a whirl.
Yep, right. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, just learn on the fly.
I can build them, so hopefully I can fly them.
Yeah, I think that's the answer.
So, fan pin, get your fingers going, and Timmy, you're a good man. See you, boy.
Thank you, Danny Schwartz. You've got a good insurance agency going out there in Columbia, Illinois. The time that gong rings, it should remind you, you need some better insurance, and you ought to get it through Schwartzy.
Doug, do you know anything about Bertarelli Cutlery whatsoever?
Well, I know a little bit. A warehouse, restaurant, office managers, listen up now. Bertarelli Paper Company can give you the quality products you use for a quality price. Not only paper products such as TP, toilet paper, paper towels, register paper, but also industrial, medical, and restaurant gloves, to-go boxes. They've got trash can liners, napkins, cling wrap, you name it. It's family-run business with personalized service to give you the attention you and your business deserve. Visit them online at BertarelliPaperCompany.com.
Bertarelli, a wonderful sponsor of this award-winning presentation, just like Garrison's, which is the Plowhawk's place to go with Cucky.
Yeah, it's not necessarily great weather to be thinking about a little float trip excursion with your buddies like me, Mace Dog, Reefer,
right.
Cucky. Man, try to get Tony Doe out there as well. But when it does get nice, you can pony up on a float trip at Garrison's River Resort in Steelville, your summer getaway destination for rafting, canoeing, camping, and much, much more. And if you don't feel like packing any lunch or food supplies, check out their barbecue splash package and let them do in the cooking for you. Make your reservation for Garrison's River Resort 2 weeks in advance and receive 20% off your camping experience when you mention 590 The Fan. Book online at garrisonscanoe.com or give them a ring at 1-800-367-8945. That is Garrison's River Resort.
Big Al, I hear they have great bleach in Nashville. Try some while you're down there. Thanks, Jake in the Wood.
Okay.
I've never wanted a plane to crash. That just ended.
Come on.
That's from Terry Donovan shaking.
Come on. Don't you think that'd be a fun trip to make, a weekend trip to Nashville?
Is that really happening?
I think so.
Well, I've been in this situation, Big Al. I was like the ninth guy called after eight people said no, so I know where you're coming
from. To go on one of the trips?
Yeah, well, not the trip, no.
Right, that's what I
Blues game, I was like the seventh guy called after six guys said no.
That's okay, as long as you get to go, right?
Well, I have fun in Nashville.
If you can't go to Nashville, you could just have a little mini vacation in your backyard after you went to Spas and More. It's the Bi-State's exclusive Master Spa dealer with over 20 years of experience. Master Spas is the largest distributor of therapeutic spas and swim spas in the world, including the Michael Phelps line, and it's all made in the USA. Spas and More has a 6,000-square-foot warehouse and showroom in Sunset Hills with over 25 spas and swim spas on display. It's open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, other times by appointment. If you're thinking about a spa for your home, this is the place to go. And their website is spasandmorestl.com.
Brother Hebert sponsoring the Fan Pin this week. Doug, as you know, you see the picture at the top of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hebert, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Office number is 636-536-4140. And that's extension 56871. Email kevin.abear@libertymutual.com. Kevin Hebert, the sponsor of the Fan Pin this week here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS. A lot of people want to get their shrubs trimmed in time for the weekend. And I understand the logic, especially when there's a busman special and a twin bill.
Yeah.
That's when you really want to trim them up nice.
Well, I would think.
Yeah. So you can do that with Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors. And it's where I go to get my razors, and it's where I recommend you go to get yours as well. It's Harry's Razors. And great news, Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes Truman Set ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but this offer is only available for our listeners if you use the promo code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. When you check out, start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping to get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout at harrys.com. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Monkey Shoulder Whiskey is the official Scotch whiskey, the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It's the original, like me. Doug, much more original than you, Monkey Shoulder.
All right.
Hey, it's the Hot Shots email today. Doug, it's a Hot Shots email. Cardinal fans join Hot Shots all season long for their Cardinal Ticket Tuesday giveaways. Hot Shots will be giving away a pair of Cardinal tickets every Tuesday night this season at every St. Louis area Hot Shots location. Come enjoy all the action on their vast amount of TVs and try their new Cardinal pitcher and pizza deal. And register to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Cardinal game. Don't forget, bring a Cardinal ticket stub to Hot Shots the day after any Cardinal home win for a free Cardinal sample or appetizer. Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, the home of St. Louis sports fans for 25 years and the sponsor of our email today, giving away a Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots and a pair of Cardinal field box tickets for tomorrow night's game against the Reds. A free Lemmings lunch on the line. And if Misty Plops wins, well, Misty Plops will win email of the month unless either Tunnels 12,000 or Cucky wins both today and tomorrow to force a tiebreaker. Doug Plops has 5 wins. Tunnels and Cucky have 3. Plops actually started the month winning the first 4 email of the day. So that's a tough.
It's a tough, boy, I'll tell you. It's a tough. It's this email thing. It is a tough.
Nice.
All right, we have some emails.
A poem to please my boy king.
Okay.
Doug bangs the gong. Tim wears the crown. Old queen is jealous. Toot sleeve worn down. Cat's smoky laughter tickles me best. Now time to finish all over Doug's chest. Thank you. That's from Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover.
He's already been suspended once, and since he wrote in another email, those charges will be troubled. He's now been suspended a period of 6 days' time.
Misty Plops right here for the win. Guys, Plops here. I'm not going to lie and try to make you guys believe I have everything together. Although you probably look at me and listen to my appearances on various AM radio shows and think, well, here's a guy who's just a born winner. Well, buckle up, you twinks, because here comes some real talk. Yesterday, I realized that for at least 6 months, I've been sending my text during the show to 9:20 a.m. It's no joke. I never paid attention to those generic thank you for texting messages until yesterday, when it jumped out at me for some reason, and now I have to live with knowing that while Barry, the host of Financial Issues, was talking about the benefits of rolling over your 401k, he was being sexually harassed by some stranger who, honest to God, thought he was sexually harassing a totally different 60-year-old man. Plus, I don't even know if Barry's hot. Second, I finally realized this little game you guys are playing in order to get me to up my game, and it's put a lot of pressure on me. You're making me win the month of April before you send me my prize for winning the month of March. What's next? I have to win May, June, and July to get the April prize? Tim, in the words of Miss Jenny Jessica Spano, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared. Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, Assistant Program Director.
Morn, in honor of Joe Simpson's booming photography business, a haiku. Taste my juicy foot. Gently fist my naughty bum. Mmm, tasty boy mud.
Oh, that's enough! Who was it, Tim?
Think about it. Tunnels 12,000.
12,000. Yeah. Well, he just eliminated himself from possibly winning the email of the month.
Yeah, have you seen Jessica Simpson's dad, Joe Simpson, who may or may not have allegedly had an affair with a boy named Bryce Chandler Hill, is now a photographer?
No, I don't.
He was like a reverend a few weeks ago, or years ago.
No, he was on the beach a few weeks ago taking shots.
Of guys?
No, there was a girl, but he had a twink boy with him as his assistant.
I just, you know what? I haven't followed it.
Would that weird you out? I guess this is kind of like a two-part question for our audience. A, who do you see going where in the sports radio draft? I'll make it a three-parter. B, where do you think Mike Francesa winds up? And then C, would it weird you out if your dad suddenly left your mom and started dating a twink and became a photographer?
That one, the third one. That'd be the worst.
It's okay, guys, okay? The Blues are going to be just fine. I mean, things could always be worse, right? Take this, for example. I'm a rookie EMT, so I totally understand the delay in Game 1. Last night, we got an emergency call that Doris, a kind little old lady that runs a homeless shelter for chinchillas and children out of her home in Fenton North, hit her life alert button because she was having chest pains. We were right outside her house when my driver got an urgent call from the King Joffrey of St. Louis, Doug the Gimp Vaughn. I heard him yelling over the phone, I'm calling you on high-speed press only access Wi-Fi. It's important. I don't care if she dies. We need an ambulance at the Scotty T. Toot Suite. We sincerely apologize for the delay, and we wish the Blues the best in the next round. Leo, the EMT. P.S. Services for Doris will be held Sunday at St. John Malkovich Funeral Home in Lima. Now, let's go Blues, okay?
Okay. Leo, the EMT. He's new.
It's actually Cucky.
Oh, actually Cucky the Dwarf.
Hey, guys. Doug and I recently attended a hot yoga class. I would like to summarize with a haiku. Hot like the Sahara Desert, me taint rain sweat into Doug's mouth.
Oh.
Quench thy thirst. Forever and always, Mae Young's newborn hand.
They've already been suspended, too, right? Well, not today, but her name just got added to the list. Hey, thanks, Wright Business Products, for allowing me to write with your ink pens.
Howdy. They delayed the game last night because the spare ambulance was in use. Let me explain. Biff was banging on the glass trying to get the Zamboni girl's attention when he started choking on a nacho. No one in his Goldfinger crew knew the Heimlich. Not Jaws, not Oddjob, not even Dr. No. So they rushed him out in the backup ambulance stat. Biff woke up to a beautiful doctor tending to him in the ER. She wasn't impressed with the overweight Hoosier and the cheese-stained Motley Crue shirt until he charmed her with his poetry. You sure have a pretty mouth. You pulled a nacho out of my mouth. Biff's taking her to Nashville in the Aston Martin. I'm surprised you didn't hear this already. Frank Mimosa broke the story on the Five Fox. That comes from Bill Pullman's hole, or Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
As a Blues fan, I wish our players would shoot more. The commentator, Pierre, was clearly rooting for the Predators. I don't think he is related to Big Mac. We still love the Blues. Every member of the team goes by their full first name, instead of just initials, like P.A., or much worse, for some reason, P.K. Is it possible that going by initials affects one's performance? Thanks, that's from Dorothy Light, St. Charles.
Dorothy Light, St. Charles. She's new.
You think she goes by Dot?
Probably so.
That was the Shrewsbury butter squirrel.
Oh, Shrewsbury butter squirrel.
I guess I'll finish with Mr. Nipples.
All right.
Morning, fellas. Sad day in journalism today, no doubt. I feel sorry for those that lost their jobs yesterday, but I'm a problem solver, and I want to ensure that this doesn't happen to my personal favorite in the media, old Doug Vaughn. So I've compiled a short list of job opportunities for him, so if he gets let go, he will land on his old calloused feet.
Good.
Number one, Lecter. Basically, you just read to factory workers to entertain them. Read whatever you want. Fox News stories, old box scores, haikus from Tunnels 12,000. Whatever tickles your fancy.
Good.
Number two, bowling lane pin setter. Imagine how fun it'll be literally placing pins at Hank's bowling alley for Matt who bowls at Hank's. I see dollar signs. And number three, milkman. Great gig for a strikingly handsome old queen like yourself. Since no one has any refrigeration, you just go and deliver milk every morning. Plus, it gives you the chance to do the new no pants dance with literally thousands of horny house dads per week. Don't thank me for the list. Just trying to help you get an industry with a bright future. Thanks. It's from Mr. Nipples.
Well, it's a nice little list.
That's what we have for the Hot Shots
Mr.
email.
Nipples.
Of the day.
Nipples. I don't have a lot of check marks here. I'm going to go with Leo, the EMT, who was Cucky the Dwarf.
I have Tunnels 12,000 and Misty Plops. I'm going to go with Misty Plops.
I'm going to have to go to Iggy because I got Tunnels.
Wow. Yeah, the only one I had written down was Tunnels 12,000.
Oh, my
yeah!
God.
Damn it, Lucas.
Oh, my God.
Suspended.
Tunnels 12,000 will have a huge Friday tomorrow because a chance to win tomorrow to force a play-in game on Monday. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine. He won't get my vote.
Congratulations to Tunnels 12,000. Yeah. You have two Cardinal field box seats to tomorrow night's Cardinals Reds game.
He got field box seats for that?
Yep. It was a haiku. And a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Well done. Doug, it's time for us to shut it down. Remember, Kevin Hebert is the sponsor of the fan page this week. Check it out. And this is the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Before we go, could you tell the listeners about Fresh Start?
Well, Fresh Start is where you go if you'd like a non-contested divorce case for a very low flat fee. The attorney there is Brent Lance. He's motivated to see you resolve things quickly on your agreed-upon terms in a very short period of time. Brent Lance has more than 20 years' experience practicing in multiple areas of law, and he's handled hundreds of non-contested divorce cases. Divorce doesn't have to be a big fight, doesn't have to cost you $20,000, $30,000 or more with a high-priced lawyer who's going to keep running up the bill. Check out attorney Brent Lance first at Fresh Start Alternative Divorce Services. His website is freshstartdivorces.com.
There it is. Time for the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plow Predator, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HG2 FM, and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.